A federal control board overseeing Puerto Rico's finances announced today it'll impose furloughs for the first time in the U.S. territory's history. Furloughs of up to 2 days a month will start in September for all government employees except police. The furloughs announcement comes on the heels of the anniversary of the island's bailout.
1 year ago, Congress voted to try to save Puerto Rico from a staggering $123 billion debt and pension crisis. It passed the Puerto Rico Oversight, Management, and Economic Stability Act, known as PROMESA, and steered the Commonwealth into bankruptcy-like proceedings to prevent a massive default. But the plan had its critics who said it wouldn't solve the island's core problems. So a year later, has it worked? The show's Lauren Gilger is here with more. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys. So I brought that question to Dr. Edwin Melendez, who runs the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College. He's been studying the economic impact of PROMESA. And he says when Congress passed this law, Puerto Rico was really out of options.
It was really a fiscal crisis of great magnitude. For the last 10 years, they've been cutting budgets. The GDP was negative every year. So they were really running out of options. And Congress and President Obama had very little choice than to intervene. The law basically provides for an oversight management board that has complete authority over Puerto Rico's finances and a debt restructuring process, the authority to take it to federal court for Chapter 9-like procedures for bankruptcy.
But at the time when this passed, though, there were still some critics, though, of this law of PROMESA that said it was sort of a Band-Aid, that it didn't really address the real problem.
Yes. Senator Menendez, who was an outspoken critic of the law, pointed it very clearly. PROMESA doesn't include a lot of incentive for investors and others to spark the economy back into growth. And therefore, it's a Band-Aid. The provisions that they have for economic development are very indirect, to say the least, and not yet implemented.
Right. It's been over a year now since this all went down. And I wonder, that's the big question, right? Has it worked?
Well, yes and no. One of the main things that PROMESA has achieved is the use of the debt restructuring procedures that was envisioned by Congress and the President to sort of go to federal court, since Puerto Rico didn't have access to bankruptcy procedures. That was very critical because there's no way with the projections for the Commonwealth cover a debt of $73 billion. And, by implication, they had to approve a fiscal plan, which is the second part of the equation so far. And, the fiscal plan is what some people have called draconian. It's very tough, which, would include furloughs to public employees, reduction in pensions paid to retirees, and non-payment of Christmas bonuses, and, other measures like that, reductions in health services. And I can go on with the list.
So with these austerity measures in place, what's the effect on the ground? We can talk about numbers all we want, but what's the follow-up been for the people there?
Well, there's been a great reduction in population, and the student population that reached over 700,000 is now under 400,000. So there have been plenty of school closings. There are whole floors of hospitals that have been closed. And, unemployment remains about double the rate in the United States, about close to half the population are living under poverty. And I can go on with the list of indicators that portray the picture of hardship to the population, especially children and the elderly, who are among the most vulnerable.
And who is it who's leaving? You said the population's gone down dramatically.
It's across the board, professionals, people with lower education, it's across the board. But Puerto Ricans are more educated than is often assumed, so a lot of professionals are leaving. And in our recent research at the Centro, we found that there is a little bit of a brain drain in health and medical occupations. For example, it is estimated that about maybe 8-10 years ago, there were up to 15,000 doctors in the island. I think that figure now is about 9,000.
And what's next? I guess, how does Puerto Rico now start to grow its economy?
Well, that's the big question, but that's the part that has been lagging the most. I have to say that the prospect for the next 2 or 3 years is one of continued decline in the economy. So that means that more people are going to continue leaving. You are in a downward spiral right now, and it doesn't seem that there are economic development proposals on the table that will turn that around. Mm-hmm. So we are at a critical juncture. All in all, more is needed, and it doesn't seem that the pieces are in place to turn the economy around.
All right. Dr. Edwin Melendez is the director of the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College. Dr. Melendez, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk to us about this today.
Thank you for the interview.